Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Flipping through the Detroit Free Press this morning, came across a story, and we know this is going to happen. And so Susan Tompor wrote an article predicting the future. Scams likely to heat up after the COVID-19 vaccine rollout. So the FDA has approved a vaccine for COVID, and they have said they're going to make this available to everybody, and they're going to roll it out, and it's going to be available to certain people first. Like, for instance, people who work in hospitals will get it first. And people who are healthy without many of the other things that could make it worse will be at the end of the line. So I'll get my shot sometime in July. Maybe sooner if I'm lucky, but we'll see. But now here we are in December, and people will start getting the shot shortly. This is going to be all over the news. I saw the video footage of somebody in England getting their shots 2 days ago. So I'm sure that sometime today in the news, we're going to have pictures of people getting the first shots. Okay, and then it's going to be in the news from this point forward that, you know, pretty soon you're going to be getting in line. If you want the shot, you can get the shot. So, of course, whenever anything hits the news like that, scammers come out of the woodwork. So scam alerts get out there to warn consumers about an ongoing trouble spot. However, right now we're talking about something just to get you ahead of the curve. Again, Susan Tompor, writing for the Detroit Free Press. They're not hearing from upset consumers just yet, but they know that scammers are waiting in the wings, ready to pounce, because there'll be warnings about scams and COVID-19 vaccines, and limited supplies of some vaccines could be out before Christmas, okay? But again, we're not talking about a wide supply, and so there's going to be some issues about who gets it when. It's expected that frontline health workers in Michigan and elsewhere will get vaccinated first. So who's sure to have the hard-to-get vaccines? Criminal networks are ready to roll out counterfeit versions of approved vaccines, much like fake Gucci bags and Nike sneakers. But there's also other scams that'll come along. Consumer watchdogs are already hearing reports of imposters claiming to be Social Security Administration workers in order to get sensitive information from people. For example, scammers will call you saying that they are from the Social Security Administration, and they're calling to sign the person up to receive the vaccine. This is from John Steiger, director of the East Central Region of the FTC. The regional office based in Cleveland serves a bunch of the Midwest. As part of the sign-up, the scammer is going to ask for important information such as your Medicare number, your name, address, and maybe even bank account information, you know, just for our records. This is a scam, Steiger says. The Social Security Administration will not sign you up to receive a vaccine and will not ask for sensitive information by phone, email, or text. So again, many of the people in my audience are saying, Steve, I know this. I would know this. They wouldn't get me with this. It might not be you we're talking to. It might be you talking to somebody that you know. Your parents, siblings. We all have the people in our family who might get caught off guard by a phone call from somebody saying, I'm from the Social Security Administration, and we are trying to get people in line here for the COVID vaccine. Have you had it yet? Oh, you haven't. Okay, good. Are you over the age of 65? Okay, you are. Good. Then you're going to be one of the people at the front of the line. You know, get me some information. We'll put you at the front of the line. What's your Social Security number? Here are some red flags that you should watch out for scams. If someone tells you they can get you on the waiting list, forget about it. They're going to tell you that you need to buy gift cards or hand over cash to get on that list. Anytime they ask for gift cards, hang up on them. No one's going to be calling you about the vaccine and asking you for Social Security number, credit card number, bank account number, or any of those things. Obviously, all scams. Scammers are likely to pitch other products, treatments, or medicines, according to the FTC, because I guess they do that a lot. They might claim these things can prevent the virus. You want to check with your healthcare provider before paying for or receiving any COVID-19-related treatment. And we know these things to be true because they happen over and over again when a big event hits the news. The vaccine is likely to be the hot thing in December and for much of 2021. Two things drive most scams: fear and greed. Many people, especially the elderly, remain extremely fearful about getting COVID-19. Scammers will play on those emotions. They'll sound convincing and they try to get you to hand over your cash. The sooner you get a vaccine, well, maybe the sooner you can see your grandkids. And so there will be an incentive for people who will want to get this vaccine sooner. But it's not going to come faster because someone called you first on the phone. So Michigan Attorney General, in coordination with the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, is warning consumers to avoid false claims, products, and services that promise to cure, treat, or prevent COVID-19. Vaccines, treatments, test kits, and clinical trials are all examples of what scammers may be offering. They might call you and say, hey, look, you know, do you want to get in on this treatment thing we're doing, clinical trial? Consumers must keep in mind that a vaccine distribution process is unclear still. Your best bet will be to pay attention to information from your doctor and local health department, and maybe even the news. We all want this devastating virus to go away, the AG said, but until a distribution process is approved, if someone offers you a COVID-19 vaccine, do not take it unless it's your doctor. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement also anticipates a surge in attempts by crooks to sell counterfeit versions of approved vaccines. Now, obviously, if you meet somebody on the street and they go, hey, kid, want to buy a vaccine? You'd know better than that, right? But despite widespread illness and death caused by COVID-19, many individuals and criminal networks are continuing to exploit the pandemic for illegal financial gain, using fraudulent schemes to source, produce, export, or sell fake vaccine and related products, according to investigators. As of November 25th, ICE had seized more than $26 million in illicit proceeds from COVID-19-related fraud and criminal activity. The agency made 170 arrests, executed 148 search warrants, and reviewed more than 69,000 COVID-19 domain names. Working with U.S. Customs and Border Protection, more than 1,600 shipments of mislabeled, fraudulent, unauthorized, or prohibited COVID-19 test kits and other related items have been seized. So that's a scary concept. Counterfeit test kits flooding the market. Michigan consumers can report fraud or make a complaint by calling the AG's Consumer Protection Division. Good luck with that, though. And I hate to criticize this because their heart's in the right place, but I know people who've worked in that department in years past. And if you file a complaint, it's like the warehouse scene at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark. It's just a huge collection of complaints, and not much happens. This year, many consumers are already getting hit by phishing emails and texts involving COVID-19 and both tests and studies. According to Laura Blankenship, Director of Marketing for the Better Business Bureau in Michigan, one so-called COVID-19 study promised up to $1,200 in compensation. An unsolicited message may claim that you qualify for a COVID-19 study. And again, careful, because it's not real. A new version of one of these mystery shopper deals is what it seems like. Instead of getting paid to shop, though, you supposedly get paid to be a COVID-19 vaccine test case. The fraudsters know we're hard up for cash, and many people would say, hey, if I can get an experimental vaccine and make some money, why not? In other cases, con artists impersonate the Centers for Disease Control or the World Health Organization. Again, got to be careful. Anybody who sends you something unsolicited, the World Health Organization is not emailing you, contrary to what your inbox says. By clicking on a link in these emails, the consumer often ends up downloading malware onto their device, potentially compromising any personal information stored on the device. Scammers could get access to your usernames, passwords, personal information, and bank accounts and so on if you do that banking online. Scammers use the same platforms they use for romance scams, sweepstakes scams, and the like. They're reaching out through email, text messages, and through fake websites. So no matter how anxious you are about your health or your dating life or your heating bill, you've got to step back and recognize the crooks are well-versed on how to steal your ID and your money. So it's the same scam with just a different topic, dressed up differently to meet our current times. Most people know that if it's someone who solicits you by email, that you can just ignore that email and just gone. And, you know, I get tons of them in my email. I've got a couple different email addresses, and I get tons of them in both email addresses. And I look through my garbage before I dump it out, the trash, just to make sure. And I see so much stuff in there that's it's comical. But COVID-19 is now in there. And these things change depending on what the latest thing in the news is. And so again, fear and greed, fear on the part of the victim, person who's targeted here, and greed on the part of the person sending out the scam emails. So again, I understand that most of my viewers are sophisticated and good looking. And so as a result of that, I'm not necessarily speaking to you. I'm speaking to the people that you know that you will have to talk to, because for some odd reason, you haven't got all your relatives watching my videos. What's up with that? We all know who those people are in our lives. Reach out to them. Make sure they know this stuff. And I know people who say, you know, if I keep giving them all this information, it's going to overload them or they won't remember. explain to your person, whether it's a parent or sibling or uncle, aunt, cousin, whatever it is, anytime someone you don't know calls you about anything, write their information down, tell them you're going to call them back, and then call me and we'll discuss it. And if need be, I'll call them back on your behalf. I'll make it easy for you. Because most scammers will hang up the second that you say, I want to call you back. Legitimate entities generally will give you a phone number and say, sure, call us back. We're not hiding anything. Call us back. Go right ahead. So do that. Do whatever you got to do. But we know who these people are in our lives. We got to protect them, because if we are more vigilant and we shut these scams down, eventually they're not going to go away entirely. But we can combat them to some extent. So there you go. The story's out of the Detroit Free Press. Susan Tompore wrote it. COVID-19 scams will be on the rise, especially now, all angled at cashing in on the vaccine that people will be getting, but not from the scammers. Questions or comments, put them below. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Running after you is like chasing the clouds.